Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I have eyes that see. Ears that hear. And my heart does perceive. That you're talking to me. Amen. The reason for the word of the Lord is that he wants to speak to us in a personal way. And when we look at the word and we say, oh, wow, this message is for that one or that other one, but never for myself, because we're looking for comfort. We want everybody to be fixed by God so that we can have freedom. But the Lord says, test the spirits in James chapter 4. So I'm going to take you there. I'm sorry, 1 John 4. Did I say James? Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1 John 4. Test the spirits. Okay? The verse that I was pressed in Dear friends, verse 1, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ was born on December 25.
Wrong version.
Well, that's what I believe. Okay? And Santa Claus comes once a year. You see, my foundations were built on people's opinions. Yes? Unfortunately so. And versions of the Bible that they believed in. And I believed with them. I didn't go to the Word until I was 27 years old. The first time I opened a Good News Bible was in my office with a $3 version of the New Testament. And I found that the opinion of the Word of the Lord was dramatically different. And I was in a crisis. This is what the Word of God says, but yet we do this, and we do this, and we do this, and we say holy tradition. Did you hear me?
Yep.
Holy tradition holds equal value to the Word of God. And for years I believed it. So, what did I do? I started to read for myself, and all it did was build anger and offense. And I wanted to hold my officials to account. Why didn't they teach me? Why didn't they give me education on the truth from the truth? Because you see, I had to ask my pastor, what does not change? And he reminded me, the Bible doesn't change. The traditions of men are adjusted to make people happy. When I was a boy, if I was allowed to walk from school and there was a Protestant church on the right-hand side where the sidewalk was, when I got to about 150 feet from the church, I was to cross the street and use the other sidewalk because I might get contaminated. That's what I was taught. And as a good little boy, Every day I walked home from school, I crossed the street, making sure that I wouldn't get contaminated. Now, that was when I was in sixth grade, eighth grade. I skipped the seventh, so that was kind of cool. What I'm saying to you is, I believed, but I didn't know that I could test and discern the voices that were teaching me. They had been taught, and they were teaching what they were taught, but the foundations were not the truth. They were a combination of truth to make people happy. When I was a boy, I thought like a child. When I started to grow and mature, I started to wake up and say, I'm accountable for what I believe. And that made a change in my life. Christmas was no longer December 25. It was whatever day Jesus was born in. Okay? It didn't matter what the number on the calendar said, because he would be Lord and born every day, anew in me. Amen. Coming to life in a greater way, really dealing with my soul, my mind, will, and emotions. I can remember my wife and I, well, she wasn't my wife at the time. She was working in a factory not far from where she lived. And one of her lady friends that she had worked with for, I don't know, a couple, 3 years, invited us, my wife and I, to their wedding. They were getting married in Stafford Springs in a Protestant church, but I don't remember what denomination it was. So I lied to my parents, and she lied to her parents, because we didn't want to hear the war, because we were both going no matter what. So we went, because this girl was very close to Irene, and we went in, but actually, I can tell you truthfully, our knees were shaking going into the building, because you see, we had believed that we would get contaminated. That's serious. You're teaching your young, and we were, at that time, probably 18 and 21. And that lie was controlling us to the point that our emotions were really shaking. And I can remember as we drove to the reception, my wife said, she wasn't my wife at the time, but she said to me, they were very nice people. That was a surprise. How can you get contaminated from nice people? They said some of the same prayers we said. How could we be contagious now and infect our good church with their contaminants? This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you, notice it says in you, is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoints of the world. And the world listens to them. And the world listens to them. And the world is comfortable with them, because they're from the same Antichrist spirit. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. Isn't that cool? They don't listen to us. Why would we lie? We didn't want to hear the music. As we drove home from the reception, I remembered we discussed it very little, and we tried to make sure that we were going to be on the same page with our lie to our families because they had known each other a little bit. You laugh. Why are you guys laughing? Okay? It was where we were.
That's right.
And what we believed was what we believed. We believed, and we were afraid to step out into the truth. Was that church more holy than ours? God's the only one that knows. Were they more on target than us? I can tell you one thing. They didn't push tradition. They did speak from the scriptures. Here was another clincher. My wife and I understood every word. And at that time, every word that came out of the priest, except for the sermon, was done in Latin. And we were to translate it out of our own little book, because one page was Latin and the other page was English or French. And in our case, it was French. So what am I saying to you? I came from a different world. We both agreed that it was nice to understand all of the words. That was something we agreed on. It was nice. We heard every word. We understood every word. We didn't have to guess or look at the paper and, oh, I wonder which line he just spoke. You wonder why the world is upside down? This is not the only church that was filled with tradition. God is cleaning up the church. There is only going to be one that's going to be acknowledged as Lord, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
There's only one that died for us, not a combination of other people. Okay? And I'm not against the saints, don't get me wrong. But there's only one that had to be going to the cross, Romans 5, and take our place. Okay? Only one. He transitioned us to the truth, and now we're bound by the truth, so that whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Dear friends, verse 7, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son. Not a combination of him and his mom. Into the world. That we might live through him. That we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loves us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for my sins. It says ours, but it's my sins. You know, what I find that when the early church was told by Jesus, go out and teach. Go out and build my kingdom. You know where they went? The local village. They thought, that's as far as we go. God had to bring the Romans in, shake their tree, destroy their temple, so that they would stop their sacrifice because they refused. You see, nothing's changed in the hierarchy of men. And I'm not picking on them now. It's not an accusation. I'm just saying there's nothing that has changed because the church has been what? Babies. And that includes me and you. From the potential of being like the firstborn son, where are you on that scale? And if you're relatively close to the bottom, I would agree. The only time that I can say that I was confronted by the Lord about how low I was on that scale was when my ex-daughter-in-law called me late morning and she asked if I could go over. And Irene and I got in our car because she said, my neighbor has just lost her baby. Crib death. We had just had Ricky born. He was only a few months old. We ran upstairs into their home. And the little woman was sitting at the table with my daughter-in-law at the time. And they were both weeping. She gave me the key to the apartment. She had already called the police. And I walked into that apartment. And as a believer, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to take that baby out of that bassinet. And the Lord said, don't touch. Holy Spirit inside of me said, don't touch. And I began to weep because then it was like flashing before me. What if it was your son? What if it was your grandson? And I began to cry and cry out. You know what I cried out in? Not one word of French, not one word of English. All of it came out from my inner man. And I wept and I walked back and forth, from the bedroom to the living room, bedroom to the living room. It seemed like 3 or 4 days before the cops would show up. That's what it felt like. Like an incredible amount of time had happened. But this is what I heard in my heart. And I heard it as loud as I'm screaming at you. There'll be a day when that child will not stay dead because you'll have confidence in me, not in yourself.
Amen. Amen.
How come you guys are so willing to say amen? Because he's working on all of us. And we're learning about the deceptions and what we believed that was wrong. And then asking God to help us to believe correctly. Have I got it all right? No way have I got it all right. I don't want to deal with a dead body tomorrow and be confronted. Are you ready now? But I'll tell you this, I do believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that someday these hands will be laying hands on a dead body and that body will come back. Amen. That's my future. Oh my. Thus saith the Lord. You see, it's not thus says Kim. It's thus saith the Lord. He wants his church alive. He wants miracles and signs and wonders. That's what he wants. He doesn't want a dead church.
No. Amen.
And you know what? just the example that you can look at. They were alive in Christ in 70 AD, but God still used a whole army of infidels to destroy that city so they would spread out. You know why they were selling their property in Acts? Because they were going to lose it anyway. So if they sold their property, they didn't have to stick in the city where it was about to be destroyed. God showed me that a long time ago. He said they didn't feel bad about selling their homes and families, businesses. Because it was all going to go up in flames. And they knew it. The prophets had spoken. Who are the prophets? You and you and you and you and you and you. If you obey him and speak when he tells you to speak. When you have visions and you know ahead, you will speak. And when you have a dream and you give it out, and God says, now prepare. I'm going to burn the city of Chicopee. You better sell your house. And that's just an example. There will be testing. I believe that with all my heart. But you know what? If you know ahead, the test is not going to be so bad. Amen? If you know ahead. I went to see Bob on Friday. And as I was driving home, the Lord said, make sure you warn your sister. Because he was having issues. And the issue was, that woman God gave me. No, that's not the words. But anyway, so I called her when I got to the house. And she says, I'm on my way. I said, well, let's say it this way. He's not on your favorite list right now. Or you're not on his favorite list. Anyway, I got a report today that the Lord had done a work. And so all I can say is it was a good visit for the wife. And so I want you to just lift your hands to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I need discernment. More than I've ever had before. I want to know ahead. I want to be able to discern that when the spirit of Antichrist is using someone, I'll have instructions from you, Lord, of how to respond, how to speak, and how to cancel the effects and the fruits of the darkness that wants to destroy me. And it wants to bury the church. And it wants to get rid of the Jews. None of the above is going to take place. Because God is still in control. The proof is Holy Ghost is working on them. And he's working on me. Amen?
Amen.
I'm ready for the new year, Lord.
Ready or not?
Here it comes.
Bless the new year, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. I want to remind you that I had a little bird that came over and whispered in my ear. The meeting is not on Tuesday night. It's on 7 o'clock tomorrow. And that's pending the weather that's behaving. If it's horrible sleet and ice and stuff, we're not going to be meeting. So I'm giving you a heads up already. All right? You'll see what the weather's like. If it warms up and we're all able to gather together, that would be wonderful. All right? And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. And we'll just celebrate at home. Amen? And keep in mind, as you continue to go forward during this week and the beginning of this new year, he said this new year was to be a breaking point.